Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles. Over the next few weeks here, with the release of my new book, The Visionary Brand, The Success Formula Behind the World's Most Visionary Brands, which was recently released on February 8th, proud to say that over the first few weeks here, we're actually a bestseller on Amazon. So very proud of that. And what I would like to do is actually give you some insight into The Visionary Brand, kind of take you through these podcasts piece by piece as to what the makeup of a visionary brand is and kind of the insight behind why I wrote the book, how I wrote the book, give you a little bit of a feel for this labor of love of mine that took over 18 months to bring to culmination. So things that we'll talk about and just a little bit of an overview over the next few weeks of what are we going to be talking about is really what makes a brand truly visionary. You know, is it product, innovation, culture, marketing, you know, that success formula that built these iconic brands, these brands like Apple, Nike, Adidas, you know, and allowed them to sustain their brand vision for generations. Not these one-hit wonders. They're actually brands that have sustained their vision for generations. So we'll talk about those brands in depth, and we'll also go through some case studies, which I found to be very useful, and the feedback that we've gotten from our readers that have purchased the book. And it's been great to hear that that actually is something that's working for them and they can directly apply it to their company or brand, regardless of their size. Really, that was what was important to me, was being able to, number one, apply what we're talking about, but also regardless of your size, being able to apply it and immediately see the benefit of that within your brand or company. So in The Visionary Brand, we really explore what's at the core of these generational brands and how one can become a visionary, along with discussing these foundational pillars. You know, we'll talk in detail as to the makeup of a visionary brand needed to achieve this visionary status. And we'll talk about the origins, the masterpiece of building this beautiful visionary brand, and how the orchestration of all your teams together is what makes this visionary brand. So we'll outline strategic elements to implementing these formulas. We'll talk about defining the vision, creating your path, foundational pillars of success, creating this continual flow of innovative ideas and products, creating a breakaway design strategy, maintaining and sustaining premium positioning, building a passionate culture, which not a lot of people talk about these days. As important as product marketing and sales to your company and your brand is the culture that you build within your company. Market driving versus market driven strategy, becoming a leader versus a follower, and having the courage to be great. That's really built around faith. It's really around this external strength that you find as an entrepreneur and a business owner to carry on and break through those barriers. So with the book, we hopefully feel, or I feel, you'll learn how to take your brand to the next level by defining your vision and foundational principles, building a continual flow of innovations through a breakaway product strategy, and maintaining premium positioning and creating a passionate culture embraced by your brand new community. So I hope you enjoy these series of podcasts. And please, if you could, subscribe to the Visionary Chronicles. And if you could, through your social media sites, I would really appreciate any reviews that you have and be able to provide that through Apple Podcasts. We're available through Apple Podcasts, through Google Play, through iHeart, through Pandora, through Spotify. We're on all the different channels. So whatever channel you're on and you happen to be listening to us, I would really appreciate any reviews or feedback you have, and put the word out there. Hopefully we're giving some good insight here on product and branding. So really appreciate it, and also appreciate your time listening to the Visionary Chronicles. Today in the Visionary Chronicles, we're going to continue our series on the new book I just released, which is The Visionary Brand, The Success Formula Behind the World's Most Visionary Brands. This was released in February. It's available through all distribution channels, including Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, virtually any place where there's book distribution. And very, very fortunate to have the first month doing very well, but more importantly, the feedback that we've gotten from those that have purchased the book and their ability to apply the knowledge that we put inside the book to both companies, big and small in particular, where I'm very proud of, is entrepreneurs as well. So thank you again for those who have purchased it. We really appreciate it, and look forward to continuing hearing feedback on the book and how those who have read the book, applied it to their company. Today, we'll talk about a chapter in the book. It's an entry chapter to a much bigger discussion that we have with a visionary brand. It's called The Elements of a Successful Formula. You know, what are those ingredients of a visionary brand? And there's many of them. And why I say, and I'd mentioned previously, intentionally had titled the book The Visionary Brand, not A Visionary Brand, because there really isn't a visionary brand out there. There are those brands who are very close, but there really isn't a visionary brand. Almost every brand I have been with or been a part of or read about, I've literally read hundreds of books prior to writing this book in regards to how do these generational brands continue this success. I found that to be extremely fascinating. You know, how do these brands that have been around forever, and truly I say brands, those that have brand equity, those that have this loyalty of a community, a following, I don't care if it's a service, a product, software, tech, whatever it happens to be, there's this loyal following of those who are part of the brand and also a trust of those that are part of a brand. So I was very curious as to kind of what is the makeup? What's the DNA of these brands that makes them so successful? So when you think of a genuinely, let's say, visionary brand, those who have sustained generational success, and I say sustained, is, again, I'm not looking for one-hit wonders, and I really want to be able to provide this knowledge to you so you can apply this to your brand, your company, your functional group, your team, and provide this leadership principles that may be missing as a result of not being visionary through leadership or otherwise. And so, you know, how they've maintained this category leadership, and, you know, each was built on a visionary foresight and pillars of success, I call. And inside the book, I actually show you a visual of these pillars of success. There's four pillars and brand on the top, foundation at the bottom, execution and vision. So we talk about that. I found that people, when they look at this, both visually and verbally, it becomes a lot more impactful. So I do that a lot in the book, and you'll see that in these chapters. So the elements of a successful formula is kind of the intro to all of these pieces of the formula that make up a visionary brand. So these are pillars that are foundational and must be kept intact regardless of the circumstances, irrespective of wanting to change. And what I mean by this is that there's brands that in the midst of a storm, and the storm being a recession, the storm being a stock market crash, the storm being something that's outside of their control that they don't see an end to. And as a result, they have a short-term thinking mindset instead of a long-term mindset of not degrading your brand equity. As we'd mentioned, a couple of these intangible brand pillars that are extremely important, and not a lot of people talk about them, because people, when they think of brand, they think of, hey, we're a great sales machine, we have a great product, we have great marketing. Not that those aren't important, but I'm telling you, the two that are the most important to longevity of every brand that I've seen or been with is trust and loyalty. And so the principle of building a foundation and hanging on through the storms you encounter, both creating and building a brand, is the most challenging, but the most important. And what I mean by this is that authentication is driven by loyalty. You know, people want to be loyal to an authentic brand, those that provide something beyond product. And we talk about that as well, as many times with Liquid Mind or inside of the book or while I was writing the book, a lot of people would ask me is, you know, how do we become generational? You know, how do we build a loyal customer base wanting to continually, year after year, season after season, wanting to purchase our product? And I say it's loyalty and trust. And brand equity is those pieces. If you think about brand equity, you know, why do people continue to buy Nike? Why do people continue to buy these lifestyle brands? And a famous quote from Ralph Lauren was, "We're not selling a product, we're selling a lifestyle." And if you think of that simple analogy that Ralph Lauren mentioned, it's interesting because the admission of, hey, anybody can do a polo and drop a horse on it, but we are selling a lifestyle. We're selling, when you put our polo on, you take a trip to a different location. You take a different lifestyle attitude. And it's a really interesting analogy of brands and how they do this. And it's really driven by lifestyle, but it's also driven by trust and loyalty, not being distrustful, not being loyal to what your vision is. So as soon as you do that, that can crumble very quickly. So brands are built off this trust and loyalty. They're what I call the two ingredients of an innovative formula that today holds true even more, especially when you start talking about D2C business. And these pillars are built very slow, very methodically, and with ongoing authentication that never changes. And here's the crazy part, and the analogy of the stock market's probably a very good one, is the market always goes up methodically, but it goes up and it crashes quickly. It's just the way of the market. And it's very similar when you look at these pillars, and I mentioned built slowly, methodically, and with authentication. You know, although building them takes generations for these brands, tearing them down takes only days, if not hours. You've seen it. And especially with social media today, the communication, the attention span, all of these different areas, brands have to be extremely careful in what they do and what they say now. And so, not that that wasn't important in the past, but now it becomes front and center. People take things out of context. People don't give the attention span that they used to. So what are these foundational principles that all these visionary brands adhere to as they move through the stages of brand equity growth, loyalty creation, trust building? You know, it takes many pieces to create a foundation worthy of being visionary. And we discuss all these in the Visionary Brand, the success formula behind the world's most visionary brands. You know, I wrote the Visionary Brand from an inside-out perspective. So those who have not experienced what the inner workings of a truly innovative brand looks like and how they operate on a day-to-day basis would be able to get inside the four walls of that. You know, whether it be an Oakley, Adidas, a Nike, K-Swiss, TaylorMade, whatever it happens to be, it's being able to bring that to the audience that hasn't been there. And then also being part of brands through my brand strategy firm, Liquid Mind, with these global brands, both international and domestic, and also visionary. How do they continue to build and grow their brand? So my intention really was to bring this knowledge to you so you could immediately apply it to your brand. And so the principles that we'll talk about in these elements, just kind of give you a brief overview on this introduction to the elements of a successful formula, is one of the first pieces we talk about is the creative engine. You know, the ability to sustain innovation. We talk about that in detail. I'll give you a few case studies as well. The other thing we talk about is a consistent positioning across distribution channels. And each one of these points is a piece of that formula. So as you talk about it, and I give you a brief overview of it, these are some of the elements that we talk about. And you can see, not only independently, but collectively, the ability for you to do all of these is virtually impossible. So you're always continually improving. And that's the thing with Apple and all of these great visionary brands, is they're continually asking questions and they're continually understanding that we need to improve. Whether it's customer service, whether it's UX, user experience, whether it's the product itself, the service itself, the ecosystem that we built, whatever it happens to be, we're continually innovating. You know, a creative engine to sustain innovation is one. Second one we talk about is consistent positioning across distribution channels. Being consistent in all you do and all you say and being authentic. You can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't go in one distribution channel, close your eyes, say you didn't know you were in there, and the next minute the customer goes, why were you in there? And or you're worse, your retailer, the buyer says, hey, why were you in this channel? It's just degrading brand equity. So you got to be authentic, loyal, and be loyal or lose trust. It's your choice. So the other third piece we talk about is the omnichannel. And we talk a little bit about different positioning with omnichannel. And different than most people think about it, because people think of this omnichannel as having a unilateral or a distribution that's vertical in nature. Now, it certainly is that, but there's a lot of other things that go into omnichannel brand experience. And I call it brand experience because there's a lot of touch points along the way that you need to be aware of. And we talk about that as well. The fourth point is a power triad. I touched a little bit on it earlier. The power triad is really this power triad. I call it a product, marketing, and sales, working in unison with one another to drive a long-term vision for the brand and realize that vision through products and putting it in the marketplace in the hands along that supply and demand curve that are going to allow that brand to surf the product innovation pipeline for generations. And then the fifth point we talk about is creating a culture matrix, which defines inclusion, not exclusion. So culture is one thing that is very, very important to a brand's success. Nobody talks about it. They just adhere to it. But it really has to be something that's earned. I talk about loyalty and trust with the outside community. You need to have loyalty and trust with the inside as well. And that's driven through your culture. So we talk about how to do that. How do you drive a passionate culture? The sixth point is a unified product vision, making sure that that collective voice on your creators is unified. And unified season after season, understanding what the vision of the brand is and what the brand stands for and the equity of the brand has to be consistent. Seventh point we talk about is a sticky ecosystem. Wherever we have the ability to build an ecosystem, some brands can, some brands can't. Brands, this is typically a service. And a great example that I use in the book is Apple's ecosystem that they built off of the iPod itself. It was not the product itself, but the ecosystem that it built and how it built an ecosystem through music and the ability of you to download the music, but a completely disruptive distribution channel from what was currently traditionally how they provided music to the marketplace. So a sticky ecosystem. And then the next point is the fuel to drive your marketing strategy. I call the marketing the fuel that goes in the engine of the car. You get a great product, but if there's no fuel to go into that engine, the car goes nowhere. It's just a beautiful piece of art that goes nowhere. So we talk in detail about how to drive and put fuel in this marketing strategy to successfully drive your brand long-term. And then the next point we talk about is user experience. You know, many brands, when they talk about, hey, we've got a great product, but if it's so hard to use and it's not simple sophistication, we talk about it, 2 points, SS, is that you put it up on the board and go 1, 2, 3, how do we use this product? And if you go beyond 3, it becomes too complicated for people, not only from an attention span standpoint, but also from a usability perspective. You know, you should be able to plug it in, hit the on button and look at your screen. You know, that should be something that would be an ideal scenario for all of those on the product team. So a killer UX, user experience, is critical. And another point, I talked earlier about culture. Culture is not talked about enough inside of a brand. You've got external culture and internal culture. External culture is what you want people's lifestyle to be like as a result of using your product. Through loyalty and trust, they continue to buy your product. Same thing with the internal culture is be consistent in your vision and never compromise and always, always have a passion around what you're doing. And the other point I talk about in the book is this faith, every entrepreneur, every business owner, those inside of a company. I've been there. I had my own company for 10 years, sold it to a VC firm, and I had to have courage every day. And the courage to create and be different is one thing. And the faith to know there's a higher power out there that's on your side. All things work together for good. And this is one thing I talk about in the book that's the conclusion of the book, and one of the formulas is understanding that you're going to need courage. You're going to need faith as you grow your company and your brand. You are the leader of the company and you're going to have challenges, barriers along the way. And you need someone by your side, a higher power, to ensure you can break through those barriers year after year and be consistently great in everything that you do. So these points we talk about in the elements, And each is a DNA makeup of a truly visionary brand, and the ones that we discuss in detail in the visionary brand, the success formula behind the world's most visionary brands. And those that have purchased the book, we really appreciate your feedback. Those that have not yet purchased the book, we hope that you do, and that you give us feedback as to how you've applied the knowledge that we give to you inside of the book across your brand and company as well. I wanted to thank you for listening to the Visionary Chronicles podcast, and hopefully you find the information that we put out each week very useful. And what we found through reviews and when we were originally putting together their Visionary podcast was found both personal and professional advice as well as information those listening to the podcast were looking for. So we wanted to be unique in that way, and hopefully you found that to be the case. And appreciate the reviews that you've been sending in, and we would certainly appreciate you signing up for our newsletter as well, which is an expansion upon what you're seeing on or hearing on the Visionary Chronicles podcast. And you can find that at two locations. One is bryansmeltzer.com, BryanSmeltzer.com, or our company site, liquidmindsite.com, LiquidMind, site.com. So we would appreciate any reviews, additional reviews, comments you may have. Sign up for the newsletter, and we look forward to talking with you next week.